Hey, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Chaotic Music Meetings, but we're going to start in a quick minute after a song because I have Rachel Cribby here live in the studio, and she's going to perform some live songs. So first off, we're going to hear Teenage Talk by Hopeless Kids. Stick around for Chaotic Music Meetings.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Hey, welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM, situated on the traditional and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. Do you ever think about how we are part of an actively colonial nation with patriarchal systems and institutions that foster and encourage white supremacy? And how it's not enough for privileged white people to just not be racist, but that we all need to work as hard as we can all the time to counteract racist systems? Yeah, I think about it sometimes. I'm here in the studio with Rachel Cribby.
Hi.
Thank you for sitting in through my awkward introduction.
No, thank you for having me.
Rachel, you're on tour, right?
Yeah, kind of, I guess.
Kind of. You're not where you usually are.
I am not where I usually am, no. Yeah, I guess I wasn't thinking of it that way, and people were saying to me, oh, like, when's your West Coast tour? I mean, it's been two shows, Calgary and Vancouver, but right. I kind of guess I adopted it. I'm like, yeah, you know what? I'm on tour.
I think that counts.
Two dates, yeah.
Two dates. Two dates is enough.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you for coming all the way out here to our UBC station.
Yeah, no, it's beautiful. Thank you so much for having me.
Cheers. You've got an album that came out last summer.
Yes.
And I want to talk about that, but you're sitting here with your acoustic guitar.
Yes.
And I think that would be a lovely way to sort of introduce you.
Yeah, absolutely.
What would you like to play?
I'm going to play a song called Love and Warmth.
Have me on call for the weekend. Have me nice and on standby. I may not be your first choice, but you should know that I don't mind.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
So your album was called the Blue Green Red EP.
Yes.
I don't know where to start, and I never do on this show, because I find so much of your lyrics and your expressiveness very, like, it's very moving, and it makes my brain go in a million directions at once. I want to know why the Pacific isn't wide enough.
I mean, first of all, I don't know whether to apologize or to say thank you for saying that. It makes sense. I feel like these songs are a bit of a product of my brain going in a million directions at once. Pacific isn't wide enough. Love and Warmth is actually a song. Usually when I write songs, I'll start with one lyric, basically. It's usually like a note on my phone that I make, and I'll go back and I'll revisit it later and kind of put it together. I take a bunch of little lines and put them together like a puzzle. And so it started, the first line I ever wrote for that song was, "The Pacific isn't wide enough," and I wasn't sure if I wanted it to be like a chorus or if it was going to be an intro, and I don't usually write a lot of bridges in my songs, so I was a little bit surprised when it came out as a bridge. I'm really into geography. It's kind of a bit of a joke amongst people who know me well. Like, of course you'd make a comment like that in your song. The real meaning of it is I was writing that song in North America. It was about someone who was in Asia at the time, kind of going off the idea out of sight, out of mind, kind of like, I wish, you know, it was you were further so that you're even more out of sight. But I actually think, and I could be totally wrong on this, but I actually think the Pacific Ocean's getting smaller, which is sort of ironic. But anyway. Yeah.
So it can only get worse.
Yeah, exactly.
So wait, do you, when you're writing a song like that, when you like write just one line into your notes and build a song around that, is it like, do you think of it as a concept, that one line, or is it just an expression that you, that came out?
It's usually just a line that pops into my head. I guess it's more of an expression. Usually it does have some sort of meaning to me. But a lot of them, they're just kind of thoughts that pop into my head that I write down. So if you were to look at my phone, I wish I wrote like with pen and paper, but sadly it's all on my phone. If you go into my notes section, it's like, you know, a bunch of like random thoughts and then, you know, a grocery list right next to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a heap of notes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, when I started writing songs as a teenager, I wrote a lot of lyrics for everyone, and then I would try and sort of like distill or crystallize every like the mess I had made into like a few lines that I thought sort of encapsulated.
It's like editing, right? I guess.
Yeah. Kind of. For sure. Like editing away as much as you can until you have like just one bare sentence.
Yeah.
But this is almost the opposite of that. It's almost like you started with a single sort of thought or idea.
Yeah.
And built a song around that.
Yeah, that's very true. I've never actually thought of it that way. I think it's actually really hard to edit. I think it's really hard to like cut out certain lines, you know, once you've written them. So I think I have a hard time doing that. So I think maybe that's why I go about it this way.
Right. Do you think of these lyrics as like precious? Are they precious to you?
Yeah. I mean, I guess like they're pretty personal. Like I kind of, it's like a goal of mine to write songs that aren't as personal. I feel like I listen to a lot of music that isn't necessarily like autobiographical, that's like, you know, about stories. Like there's a lot of really amazing songs that are about other people, and sometimes I feel like just completely self-absorbed because every time I sit down to write a song about something else, I'm like, oh wait, like I thought that was about something else, but it's actually still about me.
It's hard not to express yourself when you're writing.
Totally, yeah. So I guess like I would say yes, they are precious for me. They very much are akin to like diary entries.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's such a good way to be vulnerable with the public at large.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It is. It's very vulnerable. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
And if you don't mind me asking, you write a lot about anxiety.
Yes.
And you seem very like upfront about your anxiety.
Yes. Yeah.
Actually, I have a quote from you.
Okay. Oh boy.
I was reading your pickle blog.
Oh boy. The pickle blog. Yes.
One line that stood out to me was, "It's important to share anxiety with others."
Yes. I mean, yeah, I think it is. I think it even at this point, you know, I feel like I was kind of born, like I've always been anxious as long as I can remember. I didn't get like, I'm like an official like if I can say, like, official diagnosis, like, of an anxiety disorder until very recently, actually. And and when it happened, it was kind of like a relief. I was like, oh, like, finally, you know. And even at this point where I'm comfortable talking about it, you know, I'm pretty comfortable acknowledging it. It still feels sort of nice when you hear someone else acknowledge it. You know, even if it's someone who you don't know very well, I feel like every single time that it becomes maybe a bit more, like, normalized, because it is a really common thing that a lot of people deal with, every time it kind of takes a little bit of, like, the, you know, it's kind of like more hands holding up, like, the roof, I feel like, if I can use that analogy.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a funny thing to, like, to sort of recognize it in other people.
Yes.
And I'm sure, I know it's different for everyone. Everyone experiences anxiety in different ways.
For sure.
But there also is this sort of mutual recognition that happens.
Yeah, definitely.
Which is very comforting.
Yeah, I find it very comforting as well. Yeah.
Well, so thank you for just being expressive.
Yeah,
being
anxiety. Of course.
Speaking of, like, how are you feeling right now?
After doing
one song?
I'm a little nervous, but I'm having fun.
I don't want to put you on the spot too much.
No,
And we can sort of break away and play a track if you'd rather take a little break, unless you'd like to play another song.
No, I mean, I think I have a few more up my sleeve, but yeah, whatever works.
I'd say let them fly out
that
sleeve.
Yeah, let's. All right, here we go.
Cheers.
See your face, what would I do? I'm still trying to win back you. Was it a change of heart, a twist in the plan? Then you decided never wanted to see. Darling, I don't think we're through, but that's just me, I haven't got a clue about you. If I could shake this off, I would in time. For now, I think I will just lay here and cry. Could run you out, I gladly would, to the mountains and back, but I'm not feeling like I should. We worked so hard, but did we try? Maybe we tried too hard, but we could.
I wish I could just, like, clap and applaud after every song, but I did that for a few people's sets when they were live in the studio here, and it just sounds so sad. It's just me going,
one hand of applause.
I think it's better to just sort of, like, imagine the people at home clapping.
Yes, I can do that.
So your album, the Blue Green Red EP, It's a very beautiful album. We took it into the station this summer, and a lot of programmers have been playing it.
Thank you.
And I'm always interested when people are using colors and color mm-hmm. imagery in their writing.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me a little bit about what those colors mean to you, or like why you decided on those?
Yeah, for sure. Blue, Green, Red, I guess is a song I wrote. I wrote it a while ago. And it's sort of a song, it's kind of about being depressed, but it's also kind of about Montreal, which is the city that I live in. And at the time when I wrote the song, I was living close to the bridge where they have fireworks every weekend in the summer. And so that's kind of a bit where Blue, Green, Red came from, like, which is something that, I mean, not that I thought it was obvious in the lyrics, but every time I've kind of told people that, like, everyone, you know, says fireworks. You know, really, I wouldn't have gotten that. I guess it was kind of like I was trying to play with the dichotomy between, you know, like having sort of a rough summer mentally, and then, you know, like something so like kind of in your face, joyous, like fireworks every weekend. And I could hear them from my apartment, and it was also supposed to be a bit of a play on. And this one, I don't think totally came through, but it was also supposed to be a bit of a play on medication, not like in a mocking way, just in like a you know, like the funny thing about it is that like Blue, Green, Red, like the medication I was thinking of, like, you know, for anxiety, which is something that's helped me a lot, is like it's actually like they're white tablets, they're not blue, green, or red.
Right.
So that's why that one didn't really come through, but in my mind that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, and the white album's already taken.
Exactly. You know what? Yeah, I just didn't want to compete with that, you know.
Oh, I like that though. I like knowing that it's fireworks.
Yeah, it's mostly fireworks.
And I hadn't really thought about it until you just mentioned it, but I love fireworks.
Yeah.
And I think because they kind of represent just pure joy, because they're not for any other purpose than joy.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think they're probably bad for the environment, and they're like they're made of strange chemicals, and they're incredibly dangerous. but they happen every year.
Yeah, and they're, you know, they're a happy thing. People
they're
do
so
them
happy.
for celebration. And it was actually kind of funny because I saw some fireworks this past summer, and it is sort of funny if you think about it. Like, people come out with like their lawn chairs like hours before, and then they're just like oohing and aahing when the fireworks are going off in the sky. And I don't know, it's like wholesome, I guess.
And so relatable. Like,
yeah.
It's such a simple joy.
Yeah, who hasn't seen like fireworks, right?
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, so this album, I guess, could have been called like a blue one, a red one, a green one.
Yeah,
sorry,
grand finale.
There's a blue one, there's a green one.
Yeah, I should have gone with more of a concept album about fireworks next time.
I think you did pretty good.
Oh, thanks.
I might take a break just for myself.
Yeah,
now. I'm going to play a track.
Yeah, for sure.
This is by local hip-hop artist JB the First Lady, a member of the Nooksalk and Onondaga Nations. And she has an album released this Wednesday, November 28th, at Red Gate on Main Street. And it's an all-ages show. There's a lot of great performers playing. I encourage you to go check that out. So this is My Baby from the album Meant to Be by JB the First Lady.
My baby's my baby. My baby's my baby. My baby's my baby. We do this on the daily.
Daily.
Can't wait to make my baby.
Baby.
Can't wait to make my baby.
Beautiful, powerful, talented, smart. Practice, we build, we fulfill ancestors' prayers. Make it foundations, good relations. Red and black, we take it back to the beginning of time. Help each other, bloodlines. Make music, make movements. Love to the deepest ocean in the sea. Passion to feel in the breeze. As tall as the tallest cedar trees. Connected and meant to be. Fate not a mistake. When he holds my hand, I instantly feel safe. I told the universe and God I wanna know how much they love me. They sent him. He knows who he is. Deep and smart. He leads from the heart. We knew from the start. Daydreamy love state. Our first and last Tinder date. It was like we knew each other for 1,000 years. His words heal, I cry happy tears. Finally arrived, Main Street, East Side. Under the mirror, summer vibe. Fell in love with me and who I be and who he sees. Took me to a show, we were told to keep shining, become mortal. Shout outs to Shad and Kim Mortal. My baby's my baby. My baby's my baby. My baby's my baby. We do this on the daily. Can't wait to make my baby. Can't wait to make my baby. He's the sweetest work of art. His words and actions heal my heart. His eyes and his smile say it all. He makes me calm, rainfall. Raindrops sound like heartbeats. I'm all in and I play for keeps. He's my king and I'm his queen. Finally, the love that we dreamed when we were 16. Sitting up in our rooms, weak in our knees. It's the love of our daydreamy dreams. He's the sweetest work of art. His words and actions heal my heart. Sweetest work of art, his words and actions, heal my heart. My baby's my baby. My baby's my baby. My baby's my baby. We do this on the daily. Can't wait to make my baby. Can't wait to make my baby.
Allow me to tell you about Unceded Airways.
What's that?
Isn't that some kind of indigenous radio show?
It sure is. Tell me, are you down for decolonization? Yeah. What?
I certainly wish I could hear about indigenous issues, people, and events on the radio.
You're in luck, because Unceded Airwaves talks about all these things and more every Monday morning at 11.
Music from indigenous artists and coverage of all the hot happenings in indigenous art and entertainment.
On CITR 101.9 FM.
Oh, wow. And they broadcast all this from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people?
Find out for yourself Monday mornings at 11, or find episodes online at citr.ca.
Today we're joined in the studio by the Cedar Program Youth.
Where you at?
Hey, welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard JB the First Lady with My Baby playing at Redgate on Wednesday night. And I'm here with Rachel Cribby. Hey, Rachel.
Hello.
I don't have anything to introduce this song with. I think you should just play it. This is the title track from your album.
Yes, the song about fireworks.
Great.
Please keep me afloat in the city I love. In the heat of the summer, I'm about to give up. Don't give me June, July, or any warm line that much more suited for frost, the prohibitive numb. Ooh, 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 ooh. Tell me, have you ever been sewn to your bed? It's so hard, just like they said. Now tell me, have you ever been sewn to your bed? As a city outside, it flashes blue, green, red, Try to recognize me in the summer heat. Try to recognize me in the summer heat. So many times I have lost lost my way. There's always been a light somewhere. So many times time has fixed my head, but not right now, the answer's blue, green, red. Try to recognize me in the summer heat. Try to recognize me in the summer heat. Try to recognize me in the summer heat. Try to recognize me in the summer heat.
You got to plug your show. That's tonight.
Oh, yeah. That is in like 2 hours. Yes. At Guilt & Company in Gastown. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Super excited.
Who are you playing with?
I am playing. So I think it's a solo slot.
Oh, great.
I'm not sure if they may have added another artist afterwards because I'm only playing a short set. And I think usually they have like the early act at 8 and they have another one at 10. So. Mm-hmm. I haven't looked into that.
I thought I was setting you up for that, but apparently I just didn't do my research.
No. It's new to me too, but I'm gonna stick around and see who it is. So
nice.
Should be fun.
Cool. Well, I just want to thank you for being here. I know that you've got to get going.
Yes.
Pretty soon.
Yeah. No, thank you.
But this has been really great.
Yeah.
Do you have time for like one more question?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, for sure.
I don't really have one. I'm just going to think of one off the top of my head.
Okay.
I've got you here, so I want to...
yeah, for sure.
What is most urgent to you at this point in time? Like, if you only had to got to say one thing on the radio today, what would that be about?
Like in my life?
Just in your brain.
In my
right
brain.
Now.
In my brain. Oh, man, what's in my brain?
This is the show where people listen to me put artists on the spot.
No. It's great. I love it. Okay. So I'm flying back home tomorrow, like in the morning. This isn't like the first thing on my brain. This is like one of many worries in my brain that I'll share with you. And this is my first time really that I've ever been flying with my guitar. And I was kind of surprised. So I have had like I've used like 3 different airlines since I've been out west. So my first airline, and you know what? I'm not going to name them. I was going to name them, but I'm like, I'm not going to.
very gracious of you.
Canadian airline, you could call it. Mm-hmm. Actually let me pre-board on the way here because I had a guitar, which was pretty amazing. So they let you get like first access to the overhead bins.
Right.
The second airline.
So you do take your acoustic on the plane.
I do.
You, like,
yes.
Yeah. On.
I'm only traveling with like a soft shell, so
right.
I'm not checking it, and I wasn't really sure how I was going to travel with it because I hadn't really done it before. But that was great. The second airline I flew with, also a Canadian airline from like, another Canadian airline. There's like only 2. they did not actually let me put my bag in the overhead, but they took very good care of it nonetheless. And then tomorrow, usually, you know, I was going to buy a checked bag when I check in so that I can like save money that way, but I don't know if I either messed up the check-in process or if you can't buy a bag when you check in through this other this particular airline, which is also a Canadian airline, so I'm realizing that there's more than 2, but anyway, so it's gonna be fun when I show up at the airport tomorrow and have to pay like $80 to check a bag.
Yikes!
Yeah,
it is kind of incredible how a guitar is like a living thing that you have to take care of.
Yeah,
that like breathes and yeah. flexes and like I remember taking mine on an airplane once and people kept telling me like, oh, you should de-string it or at least like loosen all the strings
yeah.
just in case it gets so cold.
I read that online actually, yeah, or like the pressure or something. It's kind of funny because when I was sitting in the Calgary airport the other day and a person came up to me and they had like a guitar pick and they were like, is this yours? And like, I don't actually play with picks, but I thought it was like a funny, I don't know, it's just like funny that people like notice that like you're carrying an instrument. And, like, yes. It was a totally fair question.
You're a music person.
Yeah, what is this? Does this belong to you? It didn't, but I appreciated being asked, I guess.
Appreciate being identified as a musician.
Yeah, for sure. I felt very seen.
Great. Cool. Well, I wish you the best of luck on your show tonight.
Thank you.
And your flight tomorrow.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
It's been lovely having you here. Cheers. Yeah,
thank you so much.
We're going to go to another song. What have we got? I'm going to play a song by Ray Spoon. Who's a non-binary artist that I really love, who's also the head of Coke's Records. And this is a song called Undertow from their album Bodies of Water. Here we are with Ray Spoon. Such a cheery song for something that sounds so dark and scary to me. That was Undertow by Ray Spoon on Coke's Records. This is the end of my show. I'm going to end it a little early today because Rachel Kirby has to go to their gig. And I'm just having a real Monday. I've been here all day and I need to go home. But I'm going to play a track by Garbage Dreams. Garbage Dreams is going to be on my show on December 7th, a Sunday evening. And I'll advertise that on Facebook and on the CITR Instagram and all that. I also have Canzino coming on Monday, December 3rd. Canzino was involved in a competitor in Shindig this year, and is a really wonderful solo act who like has a synth rig and a drum kit that he like switches back and forth playing. He's pretty prolific. So that's December 3rd. And then the following Sunday, December 7th, is Garbage Dreams, and they're a really fun local band, and they're gonna play live in the lounge, and we're gonna have a bunch of students helping with the setup, learning about how to like every aspect of setting up for a live band at the station. I'm really looking forward to that. And this is a song called Tooth and Nail from the album Demonstrations by Garbage Dreams. Thank you.
without.